Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Preparing to Borrow. In this session, we are going to review some steps you should go through before you apply for a loan. Borrowing money is a part of almost everyone's financial lives. Mortgages, auto loans, and college loans enable us to afford things that are beyond our current financial reach. Credit cards provide a convenience in our daily lives that many find essential. But borrowing money also carries serious responsibilities, and too much borrowing, or the wrong type of borrowing, can cause many problems. Before applying for a loan or a credit card, here are a couple questions you should ask yourself. Why am I borrowing? Borrowing for things that provide long-term and lasting value should come before borrowing for things that provide only momentary or limited enjoyment. It is much easier to justify borrowing to buy a home or pay for college than borrowing for a great vacation or an expensive outfit that you may only wear occasionally. A second question is, do I fully understand my responsibilities? Remember that any money you borrow must be repaid along with interest. Be sure you can afford the payments required to repay the loan. Also, spend some time to find the loan with an interest rate and terms that best fit your financial situation. There are some items you should have before sitting down to fill out a loan application or arranging a meeting with a loan or mortgage officer. Have a copy of your credit report. Most lenders will automatically order a credit report, and you should know what it contains. You can go online and get a free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. Otherwise, for a small fee, you can order your credit reports from the three large credit reporting agencies by calling them. You can call Experian at 888-397-3742. You can call TransUnion at 800-888-4213. Or you can call Equifax at 800-997-2493. You will need to have proof of your income. Depending on the type of loan, you may need to provide a copy of a recent paycheck stub or a W-2 from the prior year. And take along a copy of your tax return. If you are applying for a mortgage or a large personal loan, you will probably need to supply a copy of your last federal tax return. You should also prepare a personal financial statement. For mortgages and other large loans, lenders may require that you supply a financial statement listing all your assets and liabilities. It is also a good idea to prepare a personal financial statement annually as part of your overall financial management. Remember that lenders are loaning you money that they want repaid, along with interest. This is their business, and they want to make sure that you will be able to live up to your repayment responsibilities. Along with these items, they will be looking at other aspects of your finances to get the comfort to approve your loan. They look favorably on a stable employment record. Having a steady job can help give lenders confidence that you will have an ongoing income stream to repay your loan. If you have a history of several job changes, it may raise a yellow flag, so be sure you can explain them. For example, if you have frequently changed jobs for better opportunities, be sure to mention it. Lenders like to see a history of stable residence. They like to see that you have lived at least 6 months at the same place. Perhaps most importantly, they want to see that you have handled debt responsibly in the past. Having a history of timely and regular payments on other borrowing helps give lenders confidence that you will be able to handle this debt in the same manner. The decision to borrow money or to apply for a loan is serious, and you should thoroughly understand your side of the transaction. Spending a little time to think about borrowing and being properly prepared will make the process easier and may improve your chances of getting the loan approved or getting more favorable terms. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.